This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The state's Division for Children, Youth, and Families has come under fire in recent years for the deaths of children under its supervision. In a report released today, the state's child advocate takes a close look at the, quote, systemic influences at DCYF. For more on this, we turn to New Hampshire's child advocate, Moira O'Neill. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Peter. And I want to just say thank you so much for covering these issues. It's really important that people understand what's going on with kids and what the Division for Children, Youth, and Families is dealing with every day.
It seems like a lot. It's a huge government organization, lots of moving parts. And this report released today takes a stab at trying to figure out what is it about DCYFs that makes it work the way it does. What did your report find?
That's right. You know, and I will say that the report that we put out today is the first of its kind across the country, where we have taken a good look at critical incidents in child welfare, and we've used what we know as safety science, an evaluative process that tries to examine the system rather than shaming and blaming some individual for something that went wrong. And what we did was engaged people who actually do the work, caseworkers, supervisors, some administrators, to help us really fully examine what are the pressures, what are the influences over the decisions that caseworkers make every day when they're working with kids.
Mm-hmm. So how is that different, though, than what has been done in the past? How have we been looking at DCYF before compared to now?
Well, you know, you introduced the topic at the top of this by saying that the agency has come under fire because of things that happened and children have died. And actually, that's quite common. Offices like mine across the country are established based on the reaction to these kinds of tragedies. And usually people are fired. Well, first of all, we don't have a workforce that we can just fire our way through. You know, we have to really be concerned about that. But second of all, you can fire all the people you want, but you still have a system that may not have the strengths that it needs to be able to best protect children.
Mm-hmm. And before we get into some of the specific areas where you think DCYF could stand to improve, I did want to ask a little bit about the shift away from individual blame to a system blame. I was wondering where you would draw the line between those two things. When is it okay to blame an individual and when is it okay to blame a system?
Sure. I mean, that's a fair question. There are people who break the law, and they have to be dealt with accordingly. But generally, people who make decisions about visiting a house or not visiting a house, not getting a child to care when actually the care doesn't exist, you can't really hold an individual responsible for that when they don't have the system around them. The safety science approach holds the whole system accountable so that we support it. We make sure they have the resources they need. We make sure they have enough colleagues supporting them. And we make sure that they're educated and supervised and guided so that every day the decisions they make will be really the right decisions.
You've been on NHPR before advocating for hiring more people, hiring more caseworkers so that they don't have such a heavy lift. To what extent are the recommendations you're making here remedied in part by hiring more people and getting the right number of caseworkers on the job?
So the number of caseworkers we have been talking about since I arrived here in New Hampshire to take up this position, and the legislature and the governor have been very generous in the last 2 years. Positions have been opened up to fill, and we hope that that's going to start to balance some of the stress that's on the whole entire system, not just other caseworkers, but the supervisors, the administrators, and certainly the families. So the positions are there, the funding is allocated, but now we're up against border states that have a similar problem to we do with the workforce. Maine just allocated funds to hire a whole bunch more caseworkers too, and they raised the salary for them. So when we looked at salaries of starting caseworkers in all of our bordering states, New Hampshire's salary is the lowest.
Mm-hmm. This report identifies issues like resource constraints and insufficient technology. What specifically do you think DCYF would need to make sure that the systems are working properly?
So some of the things that we found are actually already being addressed, which is great news. So number one, that they're being addressed, but number two, that we're supporting the reasons that they're doing the things that they're doing. So right now, DCYF is under a multi-year, multi-million dollar renovation of their electronic database. We found that caseworkers just couldn't get into the system to get information. They couldn't add to the system properly so people would know the story of a family. So you might be going out to a really complicated family situation and not be fully informed. And quite frankly, the people who start in these positions don't have a lot of life's experience, and they're asked to walk into some of the most complicated situations. You have families who may have mental illness amongst it. They might have substance use. There's domestic violence. You know, we heard from somebody in this study who talked about what it's like when you have to approach someone who's just held a gun to someone's head. You know, this is really a stressful kind of a scenario, and you need to be equipped both with the skills for it and knowing that you've got a lot of people behind you who are supporting you so that you can act safely.
That's Moira O'Neill, the state's child advocate. The report released today can be found at our website, nhpr.org. Moira O'Neill, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much, Peter. I really appreciate it.